Thanks for tuning in for Cincinnati Edition on this Monday afternoon. I'm Mark Purcell, and in the studio with me is a well-known voice here in Cincinnati and a hard worker when it comes to supporting early childhood literacy. Kathy Wade is joining me. Good afternoon, Kathy.
Good afternoon. It's great to be here.
And we're here to talk about a very special happening this week. I know you're very busy, so we'll have to talk a little bit fast because I know you have things to do. It's the Crown Jewels of Jazz Heritage Festival, yes, kicking off Wednesday and running through Saturday at both Washington Park here and over the Rhine, at the Season Good Pavilion up in Eden Park. And this is all supporting early childhood literacy and your work with Learning Through Art Incorporated. To begin with, talk about Learning Through Art and what it is.
Learning Through Art is a mid-sized nonprofit performing arts educational organization. We're celebrating our 21st year. We started it, my late husband and I, it was actually his idea, we started it to augment the dwindling arts as they were being pulled out of the schools. And, you know, in order to support that, in order to make sure that kids had some contact with art, because we know that art is makes us human, therefore it's our most common bond. And since it's our most common bond, we know that they can do all kinds of things. We've been able to build entire communities just based on engaging people in art. So we wanted to make sure that that stayed, that they had some kind of interface with art. And I was doing performing arts educational programs anyway. It's now called Mosaic Edutainment, where we go in and do lecture performances. We have about 4 shows that tour around the country. And I was doing that without having it under some auspices. And my late husband turned to me and said, "That's a really cool idea, but you need to make some money. So let's just, you know, becoming a nonprofit." And I said, "Okay, well, if you do the paperwork, I'll run it." And 6 months later, we were incorporated. And I was in the middle of my first CD, and it was doing well in Europe and the United States. And I thought, I'll wait on that. And one day I came home and said, "I just can't stand it. These kids think that the scratch machine is actually an instrument, and Lord knows it's not." So he looked at me and said, "You know, we have a nonprofit. We've got a 501c3, you should put in for a grant and expand the program." And I said, "Oh, that's a novel idea." So I have a master's in arts administration from CCM and just thought, "Oh, I don't know if I really want to." That's not why I got the degree, but okay, I'll write a grant. So our first grant went to the Juergens Foundation. I think we asked for 8, we got 5, and we're 21 years old today.
And doing some great work. You've
Thank
touched
you.
A lot of kids, well, you know, all around. And yes, it's something I strongly believe in, the need for art in our lives. And,
absolutely.
And as you were saying, it's amazing what some people might think is art, but that's the nature of art, too.
That's the nature of art.
As it goes along. So Learning Through Art is bringing back its very popular, now reformatted,
yes,
Crown Jewels of Jazz Heritage Festival. Mm-hmm. Now, it's been a couple of years since you've done the Crown Jewels of Jazz.
Galas.
Yeah, it's kind of been on hiatus.
It has.
And you're coming back strong because this is 4 days, 4 big concerts that are happening. So
slap me!
doing it big time. It all kicks off on Wednesday at Washington Park with a number of groups performing. But talk about the Crown Jewels of Jazz Heritage Festival and how it's been reconstituted, if you may, this
year.
Well,
we started out as a gala, as you know, Black Tie Sit Down Dinner, our very first one. In fact, the first one was a concert in Alt Park. And when we used to do the Hood is Bigger Than You Think tour, we would produce 3 shows. And each show would end every summer, would end with this Crown Jewels of Jazz. It was a concept that we had. And our first Crown Jewel was Rosemary Clooney in Alt Park. She played with the big Bluest Big Band, who, believe it or not, are back again this year. And it started raining. We had 5,000 to 7,000 people on the Grand Lawn, and everybody put their umbrellas up, and it continued to drizzle. It stopped raining, and we had a great time. That was our first one. The second one we did at Playhouse in the Park with Diane Shore. Everything comes full circle because, as you know, she's coming back this year. That turned out to be a sellout. And then we realized, okay, well, now that we've done a concert situation, let's take it to cabaret. And that's how we ended up at Music Hall Ballroom for the remaining years. And we had Diane Shore came back a second time. We had Nancy Wilson twice. Cleo Lane and the late John Dankworth came in. The late Shirley Horn was with us, and Dionne Warwick. So we've had a really stellar lineup of women in jazz. It was initially because I'm a jazz singer, and for very selfish reasons, I just decided that I should meet every jazz diva that was still on the planet that I could actually learn from. And, you know, if we're going to do this fundraiser, well, heck, let me meet them. So,
right.
You know, we brought them in. And it turned out to be absolutely wonderful. People really loved it. I think they just liked getting dressed up in the middle of, at the end of August, primarily, because they were always done in August. But it was always for the benefit of learning through art. So this year, last year, you know, we were going to do it for our 20th anniversary in November. The new music director was coming in for the symphony, and it was on the same day. He was doing the afternoon concert, and we thought, well, that might be a major snafu with people coming down twice. So, because our audiences tend to cross over. At any rate, we decided to go ahead and just go to festival mode. My mother died in January, passed away in January. And in going through some of her items, she had all these articles. You know, your mom keeps everything about your life.
Yes,
so if you need to know retrospect, go see what she's got. At any rate, there was an article from the year that we did Diane Shore the first time. And I said then, oh, next year we're going to do a 2-day festival. That was back in 1990 something. And I thought, okay, it's time. So I turned to the board, our board of directors, and said, okay, let's move it. You know, if we're going to do it, let's do it now. So here we are.
So not a 2-day festival, a 4-day festival.
A 4-day festival.
And 3 of the dates are in Washington Park, 1 in Eden Park at Season Good Pavilion.
Yes,
so it all starts on Wednesday evening, 7:00, mm-hmm. Washington Park.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Pieces of a Dream. Great group.
Oh, yeah.
You have the Mark Field Septet. You have Airway featuring Dixie Karen, Jim Allen, Keenan West.
Mm-hmm.
Then Thursday at Season Good, you're going to have Gregory Porter come in.
Mm-hmm.
It's in partnership with...
It's Commonly Jazz.
It's Commonly Jazz. Mm-hmm. And then on Friday, back to
Washington Park
with Phil DeGreg and the Samba Jazz Syndicate, with Mandy Gaines and the Cincy Brass. And then on Saturday, that's the big day in Washington Park, beginning at 7 o'clock. Talk about that big finale for the Crown Jewels of Jazz.
The big finale for the Crown Jewels of Jazz. I am actually going to sing. Let me just explain.
<Are you?
laughs> I am. Let me explain how this Wednesday thing happened. In talking to 3CDC and lining up all of our partners for the festival, before we even had our first meeting, they asked me, would I be interested in producing their Wednesday night series? And I said, oh, only if we can call it the Crown Jewels of Jazz series, because that would give us 12 weeks of branding.
Uh-huh.
So every Wednesday, we go down to Washington Park, and I put together what I think turned out to be a really very cool lineup of artists that people just needed to hear and see. And obviously, they wanted to, because our crowds are very large.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, folks come down with picnic lunches, or picnic dinners, and buffets. It's just amazing to see it happen. But at any rate, so every Wednesday we would do that. So that's how we got the Wednesday date. And I knew that we wanted to initially just do 2 days, which was going to be the weekend. But once I started doing the series, I thought, okay, how do we bridge Wednesday to Friday without having to take a break? And I approached Carolyn Wallace and Laura Gentry and said, hey, could you partner with us? And I said, this is what we'll do. If you partner with us, we'll help you get a more prominent artist on your stage that Thursday. And I said, who do you want? And they said, Gregory Porter. And I just heard him on NPR in my car. And I thought, oh my Lord, are they crazy? At any rate, it worked out. We were able to get him. So that's how the Thursday came about. And then Friday then just fell into place. We were initially looking at another headliner. And then I thought, you know what? The reason why I really wanted to do this festival was to really celebrate the enormous amount of jazz artists that we have right here in this region.
Mm-hmm.
So when Friday for me is really kind of dedicated to celebrating those artists. And if I can keep it that way every Friday, we will always look at who's around within a 200-mile radius. You know, there's just so much talent here. And then Saturday can always be our crowning glory with whoever. So this year it's Diane Shore. And having had her come back twice now, it just felt appropriate to me since we had lined her up for the 20th anniversary. And had already, decided, and she'd already accepted. They were gracious enough to move the date to this date that we have. And we're bringing in the Bluest Big Band, because we initially were going to do another big band. We were trying to do the Diva Jazz Orchestra, but it just really just, you know, the expense of flying 15 people in can be very arduous. So we're going to hopefully bring them next year. And I turned around and said, well, let's get the Bluest Big Band down here. So the Bluest Jazz Club is a partner. So every night after the show, we have a VIP Meet the Artist reception. So it all just kind of flew. It just flowed together because there's such a great jazz legacy in this town. And if I can tie as much of that legacy out to us and teach people or let people know about this fabulous history that Cincinnati has, you know, one of the only other cotton clubs was here. You got the Blue Wisp. You had all kinds of jazz clubs up and down Reading Road. Everybody and his mother in the jazz world used to stop here. Cincinnati's known for some great jazz artists. So it just felt right. So we've got that partnership with them. So Friday night, you know, come in all of your glory, bring your chair, get a wristband, enjoy our global jazz village for literacy.
So you keep mentioning these wristbands,
yes.
And part of the legacy of the Crown Jewels mm-hmm. of Jazz mm-hmm. Heritage Festival is that this is raising money to help out childhood literacy. So talk about the global
Jazz Village.
Mm-hmm. About these wristbands, too.
You know, as a nonprofit, you have to figure out what are you doing to raise money. And our signature fundraiser was the Crown Jewels of Jazz Gala. So in putting the festival together, because, you know, you don't want to charge, and you can't charge in Washington Park. I mean, you could put up fencing and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I like people. Part of our mission is always to build community through art, you know. And as we say on our new tagline, don't just learn, experience. So if I'm going to have you really experience it, you need to be able to access it. But we needed to come up with something, and I thought, boy, wouldn't it be cool if we could create kind of our own little Greenwich Village here? And
yes.
Since we don't have anything called Greenwich Village, let's just make one up. So we came up with the Crown Jewels of Jazz Global Crown Jewels of Jazz Heritage Festival Global Jazz Village for Literacy. One, let people understand why we have this village and what it's going to go for, kind of all in one fell swoop. So we created wristbands, and not created, but came up with the concept of doing a wristband, not to get you entry, but to get you a discount. So we literally walk the streets. I say that with very loud laughter, but we did. We first met with the business owners through the Over the Rhine Chamber of Commerce. They were kind enough to let me come into a meeting and do a presentation with them, and that started the conversations with the various businesses. So now we have over 35 businesses that are giving 10 to 25% discounts on shopping, dining, and entertainment.
Wow.
And what we said to them is that we would, if you do this, we will attempt to put art or artist, jazz artist, in your venue during that festival so that you actually get this feel of a jazz village. And that's working out fine. It turned out that because we are here in Over the Rhine at Washington Park, so the initial seven blocks are from Elm to Main, Central Parkway to 14th. Then we realized we're going to be at Eden Park, and I did the same thing with the business owners in Mount Adams and said, here's the concept, are you interested? So we ended up picking up four more restaurants on St. Gregory. And then I happened to be at the WG with one of our sponsors, Local 12, Jeanette Altenew, and I were having one of our lunches where we just think of everything that we think the world needs to have done to it and then go do it. At any rate, but we were in the WG and the manager came along and she was talking to him. She introduced me and I said, oh, listen, I got this little concept. And so we're now in the Banks. So the WG Kitchen and Bar in the Banks is part of the Global Jazz Village. So the village actually has expanded. Our hope is that if we can pull this off this year, next year, we'll have even more businesses. I even have a hair designer in North College Hill who's on our list. Where for those 4 days, you can take your wristband and she'll give you $10 off on services, which is kind of cool.
Wow.
It's like, you know, it takes a village, and the village can be as big as you need it to be. So this is, you know, you get a wristband and you're able to then for 4 days. I have all kinds of deals. People have been extremely kind. The Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, because I talked to the marketing committee at DCI, Downtown Cincinnati Inc., I was invited in through Jennifer Mooney to come and do a presentation. And I did. And the Sherry, the VP of marketing at the symphony, sent me a quick note and said, hey, how about we do a buy one, get one free for two of our concerts? So the opening night concert and the Pops concert featuring Boys to Men, for 4 days, you can go over to the box office and get two tickets, buy one ticket and get one ticket free if you show me a wristband. The
wow.
Ensemble Theater is doing $5 off on their single seat season tickets right now. So on those 4 days, you can go into their box office and buy one of their tickets for any one of their shows. You'll get $5 off. We have Switch, we have Little Mahatma, and then we have all these great restaurants, Kazi, Zula, Lavomatic, which is truly one of my favorite. I'm probably wearing about a pound of their stuff on me.
Yeah.
Lavomatic. And then we have galleries. Clay Street Press is there. Art Beyond Boundaries is part of it. Iris's Bookstore, another part of the forest. I mean, it's just a great eclectic group of businesses who believe that this is a cool vision. And yes, we will give you this percentage off and let's see what happens.
Wow. So spread out from Over the Rhine
absolutely.
To the Banks to Mount Adams and
absolutely.
College Hill
and
beyond.
And so. Now Wanted Hills, because we've added the Brew House and the Greenwich Tavern.
Wow.
I know. It's very cool. So it's 4 days that in my head I'm thinking, if you live within a 2 to 4 hour period and you've got all this free jazz, you might want to get in your car. So my thinking is, you know, as kind of an ambassador of the city, not that anybody's appointed me to be anything, but kind of as an ambassador of the city, if I'm going to do jazz and you're going to come see us, I think you should take in all the city. So that gives you an opportunity to do it. We also have $2 off at the Museum Center and $2 off at the Underground Railroad Freedom Center. In addition to the zoo, has their appreciation days, 50% off for admission on that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we added that to the list as well. It's very cool. You get to actually take in Cincinnati during the day and then come and have some great jazz in the evening.
Always, always great jazz.
Yeah.
Especially
absolutely.
When you're involved, Kathy.
Well, thank you.
Well, thanks for stopping by and telling us about all the exciting happenings this week.
Thanks. We appreciate it.
Kathy Wade from Learning Through Art Incorporated and from the Crown Jewels of Jazz Heritage Festival. It all kicks off on Wednesday evening at Washington Park beginning at 7. We have a full schedule and all the performers, plus links to the Crown Jewels of Jazz website and the Learning Through Art website at our website, WVXU.org.